A warning, our next interview will include references to suicide and self-harm. Today marks the start of new social media restrictions for children under the age of 16, which comes as a welcome but overdue step for some families. Mia Bannister lost her son Ollie to suicide when he was 14 years old after sustained online bullying and an eating disorder, which she says was fueled by social media algorithms. Today, Mia will stand with other parents beside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for the launch of the social media ban. Mia, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you very much for having me.
It's clearly a significant day for you as a mother.
Yes, it absolutely is. It's quite bittersweet. I wish more than anything that Ollie was here with me today. I'd give anything for him to be here, but that's not the case. Instead, we've advocated very, very hard, and not just myself, but a lot of parents, to make this social media legislation a reality, and it's happening today, and hopefully it will protect those next generations from those social media and online harms. Mel?
If you don't mind, are you able to tell me a little bit about your son, Ollie, and what role that social media played into what happened with your family?
Yes, of course. So I'm a single mother, you know, working full time. I had the most beautiful little boy on the 21st of August 2009. Beautiful, bright blue eyes and red hair that I think any woman would kill for, and curls. And he wore that hair like a crown. And I think if people have seen and take a look at Ollie's charity, they'll see there's a crown in his logo, and that's significant because he wore that hair like a crown. He was a happy-go-lucky, empathetic, beautiful child. But as he got older, there was bullying in primary school, and I'm talking physical bullying, and I've got photos of bruises on him. Then that turned into bullying by an absent parent, which then started and triggered the anorexia, which was absolutely positively fueled by social media. All of a sudden, I had a little boy who would eat absolutely positively anything that you fed him, weighing everything, a can of tuna, which said there's 90 grams in the can. He would weigh rice. He would weigh, if by a chance he decided he was going to have some Macca's chips, he would even pour the Macca's chips onto the scales and weigh them. And he was using an app similar to, I guess, MyFitnessPal to track micro and macronutrients, and then saying to his GP and to myself, well, I'm just eating my maintenance calories. And it didn't matter that we told him that wasn't enough. That's what he'd been told online. So that's what he believed.
What impact do you think this social media ban could have in circumstances like your son Ollie was facing? And do you think it's enough to counter the sort of influence he was experiencing from what he was seeing online?
Oh, look, I absolutely think so, because, you know, these systems are designed with these harmful algorithms and addictive algorithms. So no sooner did he go and look up things like maintenance calories or micro and macronutrients, and all of a sudden he was being smashed with content saying you need to look this way. What about protein powder, gym culture? Then there was the bullying on top of that, you know. So I believe Ollie grew his hair so long to hide. It was a shield to hide behind. He had 125 days off school in 2023, but was still being bullied online because it never switches off. So, look, I think getting them off those platforms that have those harmful algorithms is the best thing that could possibly have happened, to be honest. And as a parent, you know, I have a lot of guilt, like a lot of guilt, because I handed my son a phone and I handed him a weapon. Not that he weaponized it, I believe it was weaponized against him, unfortunately. And being a full-time working mum, most of the time, you know, I didn't understand the platforms that he was on. So for parents like me and others who have given their children phones at a young age, it's helping us draw a line in the sand, and these parents draw a line in the sand now saying, not yet. Not yet, because our kids' brains aren't fully developed. They're not ready for this. In fact, I don't think adult brains are ready for those algorithms, Mel, to be honest.
I think there'd be plenty who would agree with that sentiment. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where I'm speaking with Advocate Mia Bannister. She's our guest as we talk about this social media ban for under 16s. Mia, what do you think of how the government's handled the rollout of this ban? It's going to be a really big change for a lot of families to navigate over the next couple of days and weeks.
Look, my only criticism of the government is that the legislation was passed in December last year, and we've only just started talking about, and parents have been looking for those resources to help have those conversations with their children, and they've really only been rolled out in the last few months. So I think we left that run a wee bit too late, to be honest with you. But now what we need to look at is getting those that mental health support around our children who have already been impacted by this social media legislation. Look, I think the legislation is an absolute positive. Are there holes in it? Yes. Will it be perfect? No. Will it look the same in 12 months' time? No, it won't. You know, we're going to have to keep up with the way technology moves. It's going to be like whack-a-mole for quite a time, or quite a period of time. I've heard of kids, you know, going to this platform Lemonade, which I have never even heard of before. But in all honesty, I believe it will help save our children. And two, on the flip side of that, Mel, parents need to be more present for their children as well. So if we're getting our children off the socials, you know, I'm not saying parents need to be perfect, because we're not. I certainly wasn't. But we certainly need to be present for our kids.
Mia, I really appreciate you sharing your experience, and I can't imagine how hard it must have been to keep talking about it and reliving it, but it has certainly contributed to where we are today, which is the start of this ban. So thank you again for talking to me today.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Mia Bannister is an advocate who has helped develop this under 16 social media ban after losing her son Ollie to suicide. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. And for more than a month now, we've repeatedly invited the Communications Minister, Annika Wells, to come onto the program to explain the implementation of the social media ban. She has declined our requests.